Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Off of Boxing Social in association with Empire Fight Store, Forged Irish Stout. Delighted to be joined for the first time with Mike Coppinger. We're here in Brooklyn. Just finished the Haney Garcia press conference. How are things, mate? How are you doing ahead of this big fight on Saturday night?
All great here. You know, I'm from New York, so nice to be back. Flew in yesterday from Miami and excited for the event. You know, a lot of interest in this one.
For sure. I suppose we'll start, obviously, you are from New York. I suppose good to see big fights back at the Barclays Center. You know, Wilder made it his home for so many years, and he had so many great nights here. So good to see, I suppose, it come back here, I guess.
Yeah, I love to see fights come back to New York, but honestly, this fight felt like it's more of an LA fight, I think, or a Vegas fight. but I'm happy to be back, and I want to see New York be a healthy market. I think we need more of those. I think we need more fights going to places that aren't based around casinos. Yeah. I'm not necessarily Vegas, but you know, we see fights going to Tulsa, Oklahoma, and all sorts of places. So,
yeah. Absolutely. And I suppose, you know, we'll jump straight into it. Massive fight on Saturday night. The build-up's been very different to however any other fight has been, especially on, you know, Ryan Garcia's point of view. What have you made of the build-up so far as this fight goes into Saturday night? And I suppose, you know, another question being, are you surprised that this fight is happening on Saturday night?
I definitely think there were points where, you know, a lot of us weren't sure if the fight was going to happen. But, you know, we're 2 days away now. Obviously, still has to make weight and everything. But, yeah, I mean, look, there's a lot of interest in it, certainly. I mean, Ryan's been nonstop on social media. I don't know what you call it, promoting the fight, pushing the fight, and being, you know, talking about what he believes in and his many theories. So,
I suppose when you do see things like that and those things get put out, do you think the broadcasters could potentially have a concern on the image of the fight when you see sort of to the extent of the stuff that Garcia has been posting?
I don't know that the broadcaster gets involved to that level. I'm not sure. But, you know, when a fight gets canceled, it's bad for everybody, I think. So, you know, I do know that Ryan Garcia passed a battery of tests. He was tested by the commission and, you know, they deemed him ready to go, so...
Do you feel like there could be, you know, the people around Garcia, they know what's going on, but maybe when you look at it from a point of view, you know, whatever may happen, there could be maybe a duty of care, maybe with Oscar, Derek or something like that, to sort of say maybe, you know, if they feel like he's not in the right way, they could have pulled him?
I mean, ultimately, it's going to be up to the fighter, but yeah, the promoter certainly could pull somebody. I spoke to Oscar about it. Oscar says that he spoke to Ryan, and he's, you know, Ryan passed all the tests, and they're confident that he's fit and ready to fight. So, Ryan, you know, Oscar said, and I think he's right, that... Not saying in this case necessarily, but in general, some fighters thrive in the chaos. It takes their mind off the fight, off the pressure. Again, Teofimo Lopez last year, there was similar sentiment, and he went on to dominate Josh Taylor, which I certainly did not see coming.
And as you're Devin Haney, like, how do you prepare for this fight? Because, you know, speaking to Eddie was like, you know, I'm sure Haney would have felt like this fight wouldn't have happened. So how do you sort of take make sure that your eye stays on the ball, I guess?
Yeah, I just spoke to Devin back there, and I said this same similar question to him, and he said, I just always stay focused and disciplined. And I've seen it up close. I've watched Devin spar, I've watched him train. I think that's just who he is. I think for somebody else, it would have been a lot more difficult. Because, you know, again, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on, and maybe you don't know if the fight's happening, but I'm confident that Devin has stayed focused.
Absolutely, and I just want to quickly move on. We did see the announcement of five versus five. I think sort of, you know, everyone's got to do their job. I think everyone would have liked it as a surprise, but, you know, no surprises when you did see the mask get removed. I suppose in general, you know, when you look at the fight, sort of fight by fight, some great fights between Eddie and Frank's rosters.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm less interested, honestly, that it's five versus five and them versus... And I'm just more excited that they're great fights.
Yeah.
Wilder Zhang is not a real Eddie versus Frank Warren fight, obviously. But who cares? It's a great fight. Yeah. Two guys coming off a loss with something... You know, this is do or die for both guys. Aging heavyweights with massive punches. So, love that fight. Like Hrgović Dubois a lot. Ray Ford, Nick Ball. Yeah, the featherweight division has kind of been dormant, I feel like. You know, there's been good fights, but it hasn't been this sort of electricity. Ray Ford coming off a great win. I thought Nick Ball beat Ray Vargas, so could have been a unification, but we know it's going to be all action.
When you look at Eddie's American stable, because on this whole card, or maybe not even the American stable, but the stable in general, there's only one domestic fight on the card between Willie Hutchinson and Craig Richards. So does it show how far sort of Eddie's stable, and I suppose both stables are coming far, because obviously Ammo Williams on there, Ray Ford and Hrgović as well, who Eddie has worked with. So shows how far the worldwide expansion, I guess, is happening with Matchroom.
Yeah, absolutely. You're right. That is the only domestic level fight, so to speak. Yeah. So, you know, these are world-class fights. Hamzat Shiraz and Ammo Williams are both in, I think, ESPN's top 10, or they were at one point. You know, these guys are both on the cusp of really becoming true contenders. I think the one who's going to get a title shot, obviously, it is an eliminator. So, and again, they're two undefeated young fighters, and both have big pop.
And just a final one from myself, when you do look at a fight that tops the bill, you know, we see the 5v5 and we're even forgetting the mouth-watering fight that tops the bill with Dmitry Bivol and Artur Beterbiev. Do you feel like in recent years that is like the most well-matched fight and most pick-em fight in a long, long time?
Yeah, because everyone you talk to, everyone has a different way they see the fight going. And you look at the odds, it's actually dead even, which you never, ever see in boxing, unfortunately. I'm picking Bivol, personally. I just think, you know, I tend to favor the guy who's the better classical boxer with the better footwork and the better jab, I think, although Beterbiev has a hell of a jab, and he has great footwork, too. So I can't say I'm confident, but...
Yeah, for sure. Mike, just want to say thank you for taking time to speak to me. Really, really to catch up with you. And, yeah, appreciate your time, mate. Thank you. Cheers. Thank you.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.